USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Demolition of what's left of the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida could begin as soon as today. Recovery efforts were suspended yesterday ahead of Tropical Storm Elsa. The remains of two more people were found in the rubble yesterday, bringing the total of confirmed deaths to 24. 121 are missing or feared dead. The storm is forecast to reach southern Florida as early as Monday. The storm has claimed three lives in the Caribbean. According to the Associated Press, a 15-year-old boy and 75-year-old woman died Saturday in the Dominican Republic. Elsa strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane on Friday, the first of the Atlantic season. It was downgraded to a tropical storm on Saturday. President Biden says he's not sure if Russia is behind the latest cyber attack to hit the United States. A Florida-based software management firm reported an attack on its systems. It's estimated that 200 companies have been compromised with ransomware. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A Baltimore Circuit Court judge has temporarily blocked the state from ending its participation in several pandemic-related unemployment programs, including the $300 per week unemployment checks. Maryland would have ended its participation in the programs on Saturday if not for the judge's ruling. Governor Larry Hogan is one of more than two dozen Republican governors who moved to end participation in those programs earlier than they're set to expire. Democrats have decried the move, saying that many Marylanders still depend on the benefits. Hogan's administration said the federal benefits are keeping people in the state on the sidelines and slowing down the economic recovery by creating a labor shortage. In the NBA, the Bucks punched their ticket to the finals, representing the East.
Milwaukee Bucks are returning to the NBA finals for the first time since 1974 after defeating the Atlanta Hawks Saturday night 118-107 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton put up 32 points to lead all scorers. Game 1 of the finals against the Phoenix Suns is Tuesday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The House approved a $715 billion infrastructure bill earlier this week that focuses on surface and water projects. House Democrats believe the measure could be a first step in getting a larger bipartisan bill done, with the framework of a $1.2 trillion bill already signed off on by the White House and a group in the Senate. But Representative Jeff Van Drew believes this week's bill has no chance of getting through the Senate. The New Jersey Republican tells Fox News that the bill, called the Invest in America Act, doesn't do enough to solve the nation's infrastructure issues while being nothing more than a messaging bill for Democrats.
And they worked out a bill that is not 50% the Green New Deal. This is 50% Green New Deal stuff in this bill. They worked out a bill that really would deal with, and they haven't done it yet, they have the framework, with roads, with bridges, with broadband, with what we know, is really important to everyone. The bottom line is, our country, our roads are falling apart, our bridges are falling apart, our dams aren't strong, and yet we're fooling around with messaging bills, which are most of the stuff in it does nothing but hurt. And by the way, it actually increases the red tape. It's going to take longer and cost more to get infrastructure done. Every man, woman, and child who is an American is going to pay more if this bill actually became law.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.